Some Bay Area veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are finding an unexpected challenge in getting civilian jobs. This despite a national push to create more employment opportunities for vets. Mary Flynn reports the jobs may be out there, but for vets, it's a more complicated process to get hired than you might think.
Job fairs aimed at hiring Bay Area veterans are cropping up all over the place. Take this one in San Jose, where Stephen Ulrich is joining a few dozen other vets hunting down prospective employers.
Judging by this banquet hall, I mean, it's pretty good, personally. I hear a lot about veteran unemployment, but, I see all these people at the job fair, and it seems like there's a lot of opportunity out there.
Ulrich got out of the Marines in April after spending 7 months in Afghanistan. He's now pursuing a degree in computer science. Last year, President Obama passed a law aimed at vets like Ulrich. It grants tax credits to employers who hire veterans. Large companies like J.P. Morgan Chase are now vowing to employ more former service members. Still, many veterans are finding it tough to find work.
Transitioning. It's basically boils down to the actual transitioning from the actual military service to the civilian job market and articulating their skills.
Derek Frazier is a veterans representative with the Employment Development Department in Sunnyvale. Frazier says having a narrow area of expertise, say a military air mechanic who's only familiar with a certain piece of equipment, puts the veteran at a disadvantage. He also thinks veterans have a hard time articulating their soft skills, things like leadership or an ability to work as a team.
You already have those skills when you come out of the military, and so those skills are transferable. But the technical side of things, the veteran is having a tough time articulating those skills and basically showing the employer the value of those skills relative to the business needs of the employer.
Frazier says there are plenty of programs available to veterans to help them bridge gaps in their training and qualify them for more jobs. Sometimes veterans have the skills but lack the certification. Hilda Galicia has spent 22 years working in the medical field of the Army National Guard. She says she basically does the job of a licensed vocational nurse, but she does not have the certification on the outside.
It's time-consuming because LVN is a two-year program. So that would be another 2 years that I would have to invest in my education in order to get certified. It's hard for me that I can't do my job out in the civilian world, and I've done it for so long.
Galicia is trying to get work with the experience she has, but says many others are also vying for those positions. In October, post-Gulf War era two vets had an unemployment rate nearly 3% higher than the rest of the population. Last year, the gap was a bit wider. Michael Blecker is executive director of Swords to Plowshares, a veterans organization which provides a host of services. Blecker says there's a lot more to transitioning to civilian life than just boning up on one's technical skills.
I think there needs to be some sort of, there's got to be a support to that, recognizing that someone is truly adjusting to a different lifestyle. But, it's a big deal to come back from a multiple deployment or whatever from a, military situation and just get right back into it.
A Veterans Employment Challenges poll of recently returned military personnel finds many struggle with navigating the system of benefits and support. Others face challenges with their physical and emotional health. Still, others report difficulty adjusting to their new social life away from the military.
We've always understood that we have to sort of seat the employment thing within the context of some other services. So even though somebody's not coming, I don't have a problem. But then you realize, is doing a lot of drinking and they're couch surfing and sure they want to get a job, that's paramount. But there's these other issues that are also out there.
But not everyone comes back with post-traumatic stress or emotional issues. And some veterans who've gone through multiple job interviews with no offers are starting to wonder whether employers are stereotyping them. For KQED News, I'm Mary Flynn.